From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nicole Ogrisco with the news on this day in Maine, Monday, June 29th, 2026. A new poll shows Democratic U.S. Senate hopeful Graham Platner with a narrow lead over Republican Senator Susan Collins, but within the survey's margin of error. Steve Missler has more on the survey's findings.
The combat veteran and oysterman has relied on economic populism and sharp critiques of the political establishment to secure the Democratic nomination earlier this month. But the new poll of more than 600 likely voters by the Siena Research Institute and commissioned by the Portland Press Herald and New York Times illustrates the challenge of unseating Collins. Both candidates have strong support from their respective parties, but Platner's backing among Democrats is nearly 10 points less than Collins has with Republicans. He has majority support among independents, although a third expressed concerns over controversies that have followed his campaign since last fall. Collins has her own difficulties, specifically President Donald Trump, who is deeply unpopular in Maine. The poll showed that a majority of voters believe she's too supportive of the president. Collins has tried to counter that sentiment by focusing on her ability to secure federal money, a strategy that was key to her victory 6 years ago. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
Maine could face up to $50 million in penalties due to payment error rates for SNAP, the federal food assistance program. According to the most recent data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Maine's error rate is nearly 11%, mostly in the form of overpayments. That's in line with the U.S. average, but it's above the Trump administration's threshold of 6%. And that means that Maine will need to cover a portion of the program's costs starting next October. Anna Corson, executive director of Full Plates, Full Potential, says the sweeping policy was enacted only a year ago, and states haven't had time to reduce error rates.
Congress actually has an opportunity to reverse this unfair cost shift. Right now in the Farm Bill, Congress could delay the cost shift on all states.
According to the USDA website, payment errors are unintentional and do not constitute fraud. Corson says the errors are the result of SNAP's cumbersome application process and could be reduced by simplifying the system. Maine Department of Education officials say more than 6,000 students may not receive mental health services next year if federal funding continues to be held in a legal standoff. The Trump administration attempted to cancel a five-year, $9 million mental health grant in April 2025. But a federal court issued a preliminary injunction this March to hold the funds in place. Despite the injunction, Bethany Cunningham of the Maine Education Department says some of the newly hired professionals do not know if they will have a job next school year.
6,000 students not having access to services is a real hard thing to just even wrap your mind around. The need is there. And if the positions go away, then what? Where do they find these services?
Cunningham says for the last 3 years, the grant has allowed the state to hire mental health providers, expand professional development opportunities, and provide scholarships for students pursuing school-based mental health placements. An owner of one of the only markets in the Village of Friendship was detained by federal immigration agents over the weekend. Michael Livingston reports.
Indian national Devil Kumar Patel and his family have owned Wallace's Market since 2024. His lawyer, Audrey Richardson of Greater Boston Legal Services, says Patel was working in the store at the cash register Saturday when agents came in and handcuffed him with little explanation.
We don't believe that the ICE agents had any valid or legitimate reason for targeting him, and we don't know why they did, but obviously it's an incredibly distressing situation for his family and for the town.
Richardson declined to comment on Patel's immigration status, but confirmed he's being held at Plymouth County Correctional Facility in Massachusetts. She filed a habeas petition, which challenges Patel's detention. Immigration officials did not immediately respond to a request for comment. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Michael Livingston.
Governor Janet Mills announced today that she will dedicate $100,000 from her contingency fund to keep the Katahdin Higher Education Center in East Millinocket open. Earlier this year, the University of Maine system withdrew some of its funding for the center, which provides workforce training, higher education, and child care services. System spokesperson Samantha Warren says UMaine at Augusta has been in decade-long discussions with Eastern Maine Community College, which owns and operates the center, about the need to scale back its financial commitment. Warren says in the 2024 school year, UMA paid almost $150,000 to serve 14 students and has subsequently lowered its financial support each year due to declining enrollment. Mill says the new transitional funding will keep the center open while the community and state partners determine a long-term plan. Portland, Saco, and Scarborough will install temporary improvements this summer in an effort to make busy roads safer for pedestrians, bicyclists, and drivers. Nearly 30 people were killed or seriously injured in crashes last year in the area, according to the Greater Portland Council of Governments. Improvements include installing flexible traffic guideposts, speed bumps, and roadway paint, says Cashel Stewart with GP Cog.
We're trying to do some low-cost, quick-build projects that improve roadway design and have some interim benefit.
Stewart says the public will have an opportunity to give feedback on the temporary changes before decisions are made to spend money to implement them permanently. Work starts tomorrow in Saco on a stretch of Main Street and next week on Route 1 in Scarborough. And later in July, crews will be in Portland to install pedestrian crossing improvements on a stretch of Commercial Street. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, the state of the American dream. I'm Nicole Ogrisco. Thanks for listening.